Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Time's yours at 1:45. Ike Reese today at 1:30. Looking forward to Ike and his perspective on the entire Wench saga. Let's go to the phones right now. I got a lot of calls in this segment. Ray Dittinger with us as well. Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
John.
Chris.
James.
Christopher.
Weasel.
Well, Chris.
All right, Weasel, let's get to it.
What?
All right.
Chris, you could have said hello to Ray Dittinger, man. I mean, come on.
Oh, the great Ray. Hello, Ray.
How are you?
Ray, let me start with an apology. I'm sorry you got to be on the show with this guy.
Are you kidding? It's the highlight of my week.
I'm sure it is.
Give you an idea what my life is like.
I was just going to say, Ray, you need to get out more.
I know.
So, you know, here we go. Let me start off. I think this show idea, first of all, this is shocking to Joe. I think it's a phenomenal idea. I don't know where it came from. So let me just get right into it. I, Joe DeCamera, apologize for sullying the reputation of the great sports trivia show wizard, Jamie, known from Beat the Jamie, ruining his show. I, Joe DeCamera, apologize to John and James and also Mr. Ray Dittinger. I apologize to Amy. I apologize to for not knowing how to get to work on time. Mm-hmm. I apologize for only being a part-time worker.
Chris, you're digging deep here, man.
And foremost, I sincerely apologize to the weasel, the animal, the weasel, for sullying its reputation.
That's probably the best apology. Yet.
That's
now,
a good line. That line could make drop of the
Joe,
week.
What? Do you know what a weasel is?
A real little creature guy.
Define creature guy, Joe.
Yeah, it's something that's sort of like a mouse, but it's not quite a mouse.
Is it a mammal?
Is a weasel a mammal? I'll go with a yes on that.
Nice work.
Thank you.
But you said it's sort of like a mouse. So you envision a weasel.
A bigger version, a little bigger.
It's a big mouse.
Like a rat, you know, something like that. All right, give me a giant, Chris. Give me a good giant.
All right. Here. How about the one, Mr. Paul Bunyan?
Oh, good answer right
Great
there.
One.
Oh, man.
Getting some good answers. When you think of a giant, Ray, who comes to mind for you?
Is this a sports question? Or
can be.
It can be. It's however anyone wants to interpret a giant.
Well, I just remember the first time when I was a little kid being at Convention Hall and seeing Wilt Chamberlain walk past me.
There you go.
And thinking that was a giant. if you can imagine being a 9-year-old standing courtside and seeing Wilt Chamberlain walk by you. I've never seen anything like that before.
Ray, I need you, if you could please, to settle a difference John and I had today. Settle this score.
Okay.
Who is more of a giant between Shaquille O'Neal and Manute Bol?
Why would – jeez.
It's a tough one.
No, I guess I would probably say Shaq because of his girth in addition to his height? I mean, Manute Bol is, you know, obviously what he is, 7 feet seven.
Yeah, 7'7".
But I mean, if you look at Shaquille O'Neal, I mean, he's 7 feet tall and is almost as wide as he's high.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but see, for me, Manute is the giant because he's so giant that it like affects his ability to, I don't know, even like move properly.
To like, function, yeah.
Yeah, like he's so yes, Shaq is gigantic, but he's proportional and it seems like he's still good at functioning in a, I don't know, like athletically speaking. Manute Bol, he couldn't even like move around properly.
Ray, I think Shaq's the right answer. I agree with you, but I will say if Manute walks, you know, of course he passed away, so just for what it's worth, but we're talking about when Manute was alive. I think if both are in the same room at the same time, I think Manute is more of a marvel.
Yeah, sure. That's a good way to put it.
Is that fair?
If you stood them next to one another and Manute is, you know, a good, 7 inches taller.
Right.
That's a lot. You're towering over Shaq.
But Shaq was big.
Shaq is four times wider.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Dylan right now. Hey, Dylan, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Dylan.
And the great Ray Dittinger, man, it's an honor to be able to, to be able to talk to you as well. So
I'm real grateful
for that.
Me too.
So, John, I got a bone to pick with you, man.
Oh?
So instead of apologizing to the camera, I wanted to apologize to you. And it's for believing in you to defend Carson Wentz and to not waver when things got hard. See, as soon as Carson Wentz has had one bad year, and he was horrible this year, and I was so aggravated watching him play, just like every other fan was. But knowing what we know, after watching 4 years, Joe may call it average, I call it good football. 17 was great. But I still call it good football. Seeing that, you were so quick to just cave into what everybody else was saying. And, oh, he's horrible. I don't want him here anymore.
Well, he was horrible.
So, and I understand that, but you supported him. You supported him so much.
Yes.
One bad season, you fell off of him. The camera has said the same thing for however long. So as much as I don't like his opinion, I respect it because he never changed on it. But you, sir, and as much as I respect you, John, because I do, you changed. And for that,
you know what
same
else
with
changed?
Bruce.
Hey, Dylan, you know what else changed? The information that we have to go on about Carson Wentz as a person, as a leader, as a teammate.
We don't know if that's true, John.
Oh, come on. We can put two and two together. He still hasn't even spoken.
Yeah, because
like, let's try to read between the lines.
Ray, if Carson comes out and says something right now, he's going to get ridiculed whether he sings Doug's praises, whether he says he's excited to work with the new head coach, Sirianni. He's going to get ridiculed no matter what he says. So isn't the best thing right now to stay silent until he knows exactly what's going on and how to put his best foot forward?
Doug Peterson, the guy who just gave him – the guy who gave him his opportunity – in this league got fired and you heard nothing. It all adds up to me that Carson Wentz is not all he's cracked up to be as a guy.
But you wanted him to give a glowing recommendation on, Doug was amazing?
No,
because you
but
were
say something.
Doug
say
all season. So how
say
do you
thank
think
you, Doug.
Felt?
Thank you for giving me a chance in this league. I mean, just say something. The silence is deafening to me.
Especially for a front guy for the organization. If he was.
He's the quarterback for this team, whether we like it or not, right now.
Well,
as long as he's here.
That's wonky, but I hear you. Give me a giant, Dylan. Great answer for a giant.
I'm going to go with Sir Gregor Clegane, the Mountain from Game of Thrones.
Already said. Give me a different one.
I'll go Yao Ming.
All right, you got it,
man.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
You know, Ray, I'm glad that Sirianni's name got brought up, obviously, because this is our first time to talk to you since they hired Sirianni. What is your opinion on the hiring of Sirianni and whether he's the guy that they obviously hope he'll be?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. All I can say is that I've talked to a lot of people since the hiring, people that I know around the league, people whose opinion I respect, people that don't have an agenda, and everything I've heard about him has been very positive. I mean, I literally have not heard one person say, yeah, he's this, but there's this. Everybody really likes him. I mean, everybody sort of viewed him as a real comer, a guy that was on the fast track to being a big-time coach. The only question that they've raised, and it's the same one that I have and I suspect we all have, is he ready right now at 39? You know, that's – everybody felt like he has – you know, he has the chops. I mean, he's smart. He's energetic. Players love being around him, love playing for him. He's one of these offensive wonks who loves to watch the tape and loves to draw things up. I mean, he fits that profile of the young up and coming offensive coach. You know, I said to Glenn over the weekend, I'm looking at all these coaching hires now. You know, and it's really started kind of with the Sean McVay. You know, the Sean McVay sort of started this trend, but now you got the Kingsburys and you've got the Arthur Smiths and you got Zach Taylor and Kevin Stefanski and all these guys. And I said, I can't tell if, you know, when they get the NFL coaches together for the team picture, I said, I'm not going to know if it's coaches convention or the casting call for The Bachelor. I mean, sort of what they all look like. I mean, yeah, they got the playbook under one arm and a copy of GQ under the other.
Yeah.
But everybody that I have spoken to has said that they have a very high opinion of Sirianni. They think he's a really good coach. The question is, right now, at 39, is he ready to be a head coach, and is he ready to be a head coach in a town like Philadelphia? And the fact is, none of us know that for sure.
Yeah, he's walking into a tough spot. They haven't even had an introductory press conference yet, maybe in part because they're trying to figure out how they'd even answer the questions at that press conference, and the quarterback issue is obviously first and foremost on the difficulty there. All right, let's welcome in. He is, of course, every day here on WIP, 2 to 6, weekdays that is. He is the chairman, leader, CEO, founder, and owner of the LT...
President
of the LTBB community.
Yeah, we don't have owners anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is like Green Bay. It's owned by the people. Is that how it works?
Yes, we don't
Mr. Ike Reese. Ike, how are you, buddy?
Joseph, how are you?
Ike.
James. Richie, what's up, fellas?
Hi.
How you guys doing? Been enjoying listening to you guys on the way in here today, man. Really have enjoyed you too.
Like today, we settle all family business.
Yes. Yes, and you're the one relative that we're always like, oh, God, here he goes.
Ike, are you prepared to publicly state that you were wrong about Carson Wentz?
No. Wrong about what?
That
it depends on, yeah, what, I mean, I've said so many things about Carson. Well, you got to be specific, man.
All right, let me ask you this question. Do you believe in Carson Wentz's future?
Of course I do.
Really? I'm surprised by that. Okay, why?
Why?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I'm just
Well, because in my opinion, I haven't seen enough for me to give up on him just yet. It doesn't mean he's not coming off a tough season, his worst season, obviously. But it doesn't mean that I should ignore what I saw prior to that, and I haven't seen enough that makes me feel like he can't get back to that. Now, it doesn't mean I won't get to that point where I'm like, you know what?
Sure, yeah.
It's over, but I'm not there yet. You know what, Joe? See, the one thing, it's a blessing and a curse with me, right? Loyalty is big with me. I'm big on loyalty, right? Good times, bad times, you know, I stick through those things. Right. And it means something to me. It means more to me. And maybe it's just me, but I think there's a lot of Eagles fans out there. It's the reason why I connect with so many of them. there's something about sticking with your team, your guy, someone you believe in when times aren't going very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to be a fan of someone or a team when things are going great. Remember when it was the Wentz wag and he was in the MVP candidate and all those things and they were on their way to the Super Bowl? I remember you wanting to be at the front of the wagon.
I loved him.
A lot of guys like yourself, Joe Santaligiglio. I mean, Elias Snore Parks has been wrong from day one, so he doesn't count. At least he's got some take integrity. But I remember guys like you two wanting to be a part of what we have in believing in Carson Wentz. And then you know what happened? you know what happened? You got a little, you caught a little glimpse of someone else. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl, and I get it. There were conflicted emotions amongst a lot of Eagles
fans.
That's
true.
But you know what? You know what? Those that are really true Eagles fans, they're going to remain Eagles fans. And they were able to compartmentalize their excitement for what Nick had done and also appreciate what Carson contributed to that run.
This is interesting that you bring up Nick's name because that hasn't been brought up enough today.
Yeah, it wasn't a part of this.
Joe,
oh, it was a big part of it.
Joe is Nick.
Yeah.
And I failed to point that out.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
That's a part of it. Because you know why? You know why? It's easier to want to run out on the marriage or the relationship when you feel like you found greener pastures or you've seen something else that is a little easier for you to latch on to as opposed to actually working and sticking through tough times.
Joe, well, by nature, is a cheater, and so he's looking to cheat.
Yes, and by nature, John and James, and listening, being a loyal listener to the Midday Show.
Thank you.
I've also got a chance to pay close attention to what people would consider what is your character.
Seriously flawed.
Yeah, and you have some flawed issues, brother. Like, we know how you've weaseled out of certain things. You've welched on bets. You've tried to find ways to skirt around upholding what's true integrity. So you abandoning someone during their tough times isn't a surprise to a lot of people.
Well,
and what's also not a surprise, I've listened to your nonsense all the way in here today. Let me get this off my chest. What's also not a surprise is the fact that you would force James and John, the real reason why we all listen to the Midday Show, to have to sit through a four-hour show where you feel like you need to be patted on the back and be apologized.
I wouldn't say needed. I'm just giving people an opportunity.
I mean, when you lose and beat the hammer, I never seen somebody who whines and weasels his way out of just giving your opponent congratulations and saying, you know what, good match, you won, fair and square. Dude, are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, you are an embarrassment to 94 WIP. Yourself and Spike for allowing this to go on is also an embarrassment. And yes, I'm on the verge of being fired today. Yes, I am. I'm walking a tight line in here, James and John. Pull me back when you feel like I've gotten a little bit too close to the fire.
It's been nonsense today.
It's been nonsense. And shout out to all the fans of this radio station, you guys as loyal listeners that have called up. How many apologies did you get today?
Three.
Two.
Three. Three.
Two. Yeah, Angelo's doesn't count.
Listen,
I really don't want to push that line. But that dude will jump off a ship in a heartbeat as soon as he sees things going the wrong way.
So you
got two votes in your favor, two apologies, and shame on those two people that apologized.
Ike, I have one question for you. And I know
Thank you for letting me get that off my chest, folks.
And I know Ike has to go prepare for a show for 2 o'clock
today. A real damn show.
Maybe eat some lunch and all that stuff. So we'll get him out of here on this question, Ike.
Yes.
Not in reference to 2020, but him. Mm-hmm. Is Carson Wentz an above-average quarterback in the NFL? Above-average starting quarterback in the NFL. Is he above-average in your opinion?
I believe he can get back to there, yes.
But is not?
No, not now. I mean, it's obvious coming off of the way he just played. He has a lot
of... Would you refer to him as average? He's an average NFL starter. I'm just trying to figure out...
At best, coming off of last year.
Okay.
At best.
Okay.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about the LTBB. We're honest with ourselves. We see what's happening. He struggled. The point is that we believe he can get back.
Okay. That's a fair distinction.
That's all it is.
We got to talk about that, Joe, because, like, my gut when you ask that question is that his skills are above average.
Yes.
I mean, like, he's got incredible arm talent. He's got everything you could want physically from the position. And to say that he's below average is it's almost laughable to me.
All right.
Got to get the head straight, man.
Like, second pick overall in the draft for a reason.
Final thing, when you hold an LTBB convention these days and nobody shows up, is that because of the pandemic or no one believes in him anymore?
I choose to believe it's the pandemic.
All right, Ike. Thank you. Ike Reese today.
Well done, Ike.
Thank you, Ike.
All right, fellas.
Much needed.
We thank Ike for being a part of
the
show.
If you don't mind me saying, Joe.
Yes, Ray.
That didn't go well for you.
No.
Oh, hey, Godfather. How you doing, brother?
Hello, Ike. How are you?
Ray, I think your summation is very, very accurate. Let's talk to Lisa right now, Northeast Philly. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Let me take up speaker first.
You got it, Lisa.
Okay. Sorry about that. So I'm going to apologize that I think Carson should be the one apologizing. Mm-hmm. He needs to apologize to whatever fans he has left, mm-hmm. his former fan base, and to his teammates.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was an issue. I mean, the reports were that there were veteran players who were saying that he would not hold himself accountable, that he would deflect the blame for the team's woes, and that really struck a lot of people the wrong way, and guys stopped believing in him to a certain degree because he wouldn't be accountable.
Lisa, we don't really know exactly what he's thinking, obviously. When we would hear him talk post-game, I found his words to be hollow. I thought his messaging was vacant, meaning it struck me like he either didn't know why he was struggling or wasn't willing to admit that he was struggling. I mean, he would say things, you know, whatever the phrases would be.
I got to get better.
I'm not going to change, but I got to get better. Well, there's a real conflict there. If you're not going to change, how do you get better?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Lisa, give me what you got here for Who's a Giant.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. You got it.
Yeah.
Ray, we have not yet heard from Sirianni. Two things. Why do you think it's taken so long? And when do you think they will hold an introductory press conference? This has taken a long time for a Philadelphia sports coach, major team, by the way, to have, you know, a pretty regular occurrence. You hire a coach, you have a press conference.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I thought it would have happened by now. But maybe the only thing I can think is that he's busy putting his staff together. And, you know, he's in the midst of talking to guys. I mean, other teams are forming their coaching staffs too, getting ready to go to the Senior Bowl. I think he's probably involved in that. But, I mean, I would assume it's going to happen somewhere in here in the next couple of days. I can't remember a hiring where the coach hadn't spoken by now. But I'm sure there's a reason for it.
And Ray Carson not speaking, what do you make of that? That he just has not publicly spoken in a long time.
Well, I mean, the time for him to speak was back at the end of the year. I don't know what he was going to say. I mean, you're going to ask him to address a coach he's never met. I mean, I don't know what he could say now. The time for him to speak, and I thought he should have, was when those stories were coming out at the end of the year that he wanted out, he didn't want to play here, that he had broken with the coach, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there were so many questions that could have been answered then that I thought that was the opportunity for him to talk then. Now it would just like I don't know what he could say in terms of, because all the questions are going to be about the new coaches and he doesn't even know who they are. Yeah. So I think the time for him to speak kind of passed. I think that was at the end of the season, kind of a clear the air. Here's where I am. Here's where Doug is. Here's my feelings about Philadelphia. And do I want to stay here or do I want to move? Just answer all of them, because at that time, that was appropriate. Now I just don't know what he would say. There's too much unanswered.
Ray, always, always a pleasure. Thank you, Ray, so very much.
All right, always a pleasure being with you guys. Talk to you next week.
There he is, the Diddy, with us every Wednesday, 12:45 to 1:45. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Time's Yours is coming up next.
The Parks Casino Sportsbook app has you covered for pro football, college hoops, pro basketball, pro hockey, and more. Get in on all the action right now. Bet online with a name you trust. My Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. The only sportsbook based right here where we live in the Delaware Valley, so you enjoy that home field advantage. And always so many different ways to bet, more than just teams and scores. Bet on player performances, halftime scores, bet on who scores first, bet on league MVPs, division champs, bet props, parlays, teasers, and more. Always easy deposits, great odds, and outstanding customer service. New customers only. Sign up now and get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app right now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. You can take a look at pro football with the big game coming up. Kansas City -3 at Tampa Bay. I feel good about the favorite in this one. This is the first ever big game where the home team is a justifiable dog. Parks Sportsbook app has hundreds of ways for you to bet the game. Bet the over-under on each quarterback's number of touchdown passes. Bet on who will win MVP of the game. Bet on who scores first in the first half over-under. Bet on individual players to score a touchdown. Just so much going on with this one. PARXCasino.com/PA and the promo code is JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions. Bet with the home team. Pennsylvania's home team sports betting app, Parks Casino Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.